debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
Hey, it's Bubba. You know, it's never too early to play holiday music, and it's never too early to start thinking about gifts. What are you going to get that friend or friends? Whether it's for a regular friend or a friend that you're in their pants, you can make this season a jolly one with Manscaped. Do your little drummer boy a favor and use the Lawnmower 4.0 to avoid another silent night in the bedroom. Then add Manscaped's top-of-the-line shower products, and you're going to have all the people thinking, all I want for Christmas is you, big boy. Santa cares about a sack, and so should you. Look nice when you get naughty. It's all by going to manscaped.com and using my promo code Bubba. That includes free shipping and 20% off. Smelling good doesn't stop at the shower. How about the Crop Preserver? It's a ball deodorant. Or the Crop Reviver, which is a ball toner. They can solve your stank problems all day long. And once they touch your sack, you never go back, buddy. Get 20% off and free shipping using Bubba as your promo code at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba. Manscaped. Get your jingle balls ready for the holidays.
His name is Booba.
His name is Booba.
Let's Lummy, the rumor has it you're a little on edge. Can you beg it? Can you back it down in half? These fucking gobstoppers are ridiculous.
Yeah, they're going to take you a long time, by the way.
Spit them out.
I need you, but I'm trying to gob them.
Would you like some fruit candies instead?
Mm-mm. No.
Or snacks, I'm sorry. They're not candy.
Nope.
They're made with real fruit.
No snacks. I had the remainder. See, be honest, usually when I do my... dry fruit through review, I eat the other half of the sandwich when the
well, as you what? Should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. You know, the slug line is not one bite, half the sandwich because I'm a fat ass.
When the cameras are rolling.
Yeah, but when the cameras are off, I fucking smash the other half immediately. But yesterday, I went to Popeye's to, by the way, this, I think Rhett's working on it right now. It'll be up at Rhett 5 for today's sandwich review.
Yep, up at 5.
I know. It'll be up at 5 on YouTube. Blitz, are we on Face too, or just the YouTube?
It says we're streaming live to Facebook,
but we're not.
I don't think so.
They're a bunch of motherfuckers.
Yeah, motherfuckers.
Mm. I don't know. So. Yesterday, we don't know if we're live on...
Actually, we are live on Facebook.
Oh, good. Then the band got... Well, Blitzen, at the end of the day, they may not say they're wrong, but upon human review, they were obviously wrong, were they not? Because if they stood by their decision, we had a three, you know, like till like Monday or Tuesday or something. So, that's great. I don't think I should try to chomp one of these down with my teeth. It could break them.
Yeah.
My teeth are fragile.
You'll get to the part where it's like you could tell it's just softer candy.
The chalky part.
Yeah, it's chalky.
Then what I do?
And then you crunch
can chew
it.
Yeah.
Oh, then you can chew?
Mm-hmm.
Or crunch?
Now, do they? So I know years ago they had like different color coatings, and then it was a chalky inside. Do they still do that, or is it just one color now?
I don't know. I this is the first gobstopper that I've had.
You mean that they change colors, Blitz?
Yeah.
Yeah, they change colors.
Okay.
Still.
I know they used to.
Mm-hmm.
Like if one was purple, it may go orange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they look all white once you get them down to a certain gimmick.
Yeah. They used to have like 15 different colors, but I think now it's like two or three.
I think it's.
Oh, does it say on it?
So chilly.
Is it cold?
Yeah.
Yeah, jawbreakers that change.
I know. Blitz
colors and flavors.
I know. Blitz walked in here happy as fuck because he likes it when it gets cold.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, it's awesome.
And you walked in, man, it's so beautiful outside. It's 60 right now.
Chilly.
Yeah, it looks like there's five colors.
Oh yeah. It's keep the windows open tonight, buddy.
Oh,
tell you that right now. Now, Anna, how do you do with that? When Blitz turns the window, like I'm assuming you like it hot.
No.
No, we talked about this before.
I like it very cold in the room.
She loves it cold,
so
Bubba.
Like how cold?
We have it at keep it at 61.
Well, the fucking merch crick has to have an electric blanket and a warm up tracksuit and the dog.
Nope.
No,
we keep
that.
It cold, and she sleeps nude most of the time.
Yeah,
doesn't
or topless. I like just wearing shorts.
Those titties.
Mm-hmm.
Little raisins.
Now, do you walk around the house with the titties?
Sometimes.
Hanging out?
Sometimes, yeah.
I mean, hanging is a strong word. They're out.
Well,
they're exposed. I don't know if they hang.
That's cool.
That's cool.
One good thing about having small, real tits is that they never droop.
No, but it's also kind of cool when you're running those right around the farm, too.
I agree.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
If it's just you and Blitz at the house and nobody else is like, you know, just go ahead and run those things right around the
farm.
Oh,
yeah. I'm not shy. I'm not shy at all.
Cool.
Yeah.
No, it's awesome.
Now, does Blitz let his dong hang out at all?
When we're getting ready to go to the beach.
What do you mean? I don't quite follow.
Well, oh, because he wears a Speedo. Does he still do a Speedo?
No.
No.
Oh.
How did that start, Blitz? I think one time we were going to the beach or something, and then he turned around and he was like, "I'm ready," and his dick was over his shorts, and
over the waistband, just
died.
Hanging out,
like a little mushroom head over.
No, like the whole dong was just hanging out.
I can never get it over my. I mean, like I can only get the head over.
God, I loved that. Well, so I'd be do it again, do it again.
Do you really like?
Just makes me laugh.
Do you really like his dong? Like,
yeah, it's a great dong.
Do you yearn for that dong?
Of course,
right,
Booba. Wouldn't you? If you have Blitz's dong?
No, I'd like to have Blitz's dong.
Exactly.
I don't want to have Blitz's dong used on me. I like to have Blitz's dong on me.
Oh, right.
As my dong. I'd like Blitz's dong. I'd like Blitz's dong.
On your dong.
No, that's not what I said.
Oh.
I'd like to have Blitz's dong as my God-given dong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'd like hit, like, if... Boy, he'd get the short end of the stick, no pun intended there, if my dong was on him. First of all, my dong, no matter how decent it potentially could be, if you put it on a 6'5" guy, it's not looking so good. Maybe meaty. It might look meaty. I got a meaty dong. But, you know, Blitz has got that length.
Right.
He's got that length.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't have necessarily that. I got the length of a 5', you know, 10 guy.
So it looks good on you.
Although I will tell you, man, there was a guy named Todd Eckerd that I went to college with. Todd Eckerd. And he was on the football team, and he was a punter. And he was only 5'10". But he had the biggest dick ever. Even the black guys on the team would be like,
Goblin,
man, what the fuck, huh?
Was he like 5'10 and like skinny?
Yeah, 5'10", skinny. And he was a punter. Lummy. So he was like, you know, really thin.
Yeah.
And he had the bit, like, it was like, oh my God. And the black guys would even be like, man, what's up?
Bigger than Monty Ganshorn?
I don't think Monty got, I don't know. That's why my mom has.
Oh.
What?
To my mom, I mean, my mom might have messed around with Monty. That was my dad's.
Who's Monty? Who is that?
Monty, Monty Ganshorn was one of Doug Klim's one of my dad's friends.
Oh, no.
And we always.
Why do you talk about these people like they're famous? Like,
they are famous.
Fucking confusing me.
Well, and I don't think my mom ever.
They're like, oh, yeah, Patti LaBelle.
I don't think my mom ever. I don't think my mom ever has slept with Monty Ganshorn.
No, they just fooled around.
No.
I thought it was like a football player or some shit that we were talking about.
I think my
mom
may have only fooled around with a guy named Jay Berkey. Who was a farmer.
We should talk about it on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Let's bring it up.
She'll be so embarrassed.
Isn't that the point?
Well, but don't forget Erica's mom's going to be there too.
I didn't know Erica's mom's going to be
there. Hold on. Yeah, she's going to be there and Erica's son, Vicente, is going to be there.
Oh my God.
And now hold on though.
You're bringing your whole family.
But hold on. Hear this.
Yeah.
Now, Virginia, that's Erica's mom, Virginia.
Okay.
Now, she just most recently dated a guy named Carlos, but his nickname was Coke Can Carlos.
He had a big old
I don't know if I'm supposed to be saying this or not, but when Virginia started dating Carlos, she hadn't had sex in like 10 years, you know, because she just hadn't had sex. Like Erica's dad and her broke up and she just, you know, didn't have sex for like 10 years. And she started kind of getting back into the dating scene and she started dating this dude and he was fucking huge. And so her and Erica are super, you know, like tight. They talk about everything. I think most moms and daughters kind of talk girl stuff. Not you. You happen to be one of the exception, but like my mom and sister we'll talk girl stuff.
What do you mean girl stuff?
Like, you know, peanut.
Like, oh, I like this boy.
Well, like cock sizes.
No!
Yeah.
Yeah. No!
Yeah, it's pretty typical.
Yeah, no, it really is.
What the fuck?
It really is.
No.
Yes, it is.
You're not going to tell your mom how big Blitz's cock is?
No!
But I guarantee you my sisters told my mom how big Tarek is.
What the fuck?
And my mom, and...
That's normal, Anna.
Bubba says he guarantees it.
So listen,
that's not normal.
So listen. So Erica's mom goes to Erica, Virginia, and she's like, Erica, I'm seeing this new guy, but he's, you know, I haven't had sex for like 11 years, and I don't know what to do because he's very large.
So what
and
was
so Erica goes,
Merch
well,
Crick's advice?
So Merch Crick says, well, Mom, how big, like, you know, what are we talking here? And she says, he's thicker than a Coke can. And Merch Crick was like, oh my God, Mom, like you might want to go to your gynecologist or something and
stretch out a little bit.
So they did.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
They went together?
So no, hold on. So
2-for-1 special.
So Virginia went to the gynecologist and told the gynecologist her plight. I'm you know, 60 some years old. I haven't had sex for 10 years.
Stretch me out, cuzzo.
I'm starting to, you know, get back and I'm starting to get involved in a relationship. It's getting to the point where we're going to potentially have sex and he's huge. And they actually gave her a dildo and told her to practice to use that.
Jesus.
For real.
Did you see the dildo? Like,
no, I didn't see it.
Is it black?
I don't know what color it was and I didn't see it. But I know that she had to like do that for a month and to be able to accommodate Coke Can Carlos.
I'm bringing this up. Okay.
Now, Coke Can Carlos didn't know that his nickname was Coke Can.
I'm just going to bring a Coke Can and slam it on the table. Does he to remind you of anyone?
No. They broke up. Coke Can Carlos and Virginia broke
his
up.
His dick got too big?
Yeah. So listen to this. So one day, now Coke Can Carlos, what he liked to do is
she started dating 2-liter Terry.
Oh shit!
That's funny as fuck. That's funny. Let me make sure. Let me make sure I look check my messages and that Eric is not going crazy. Oh my God!
Oh man, I hope she is.
Oh, she goes. Oh my God, my mom listens to your YouTube show.
Oh well, hello.
See you at Thanksgiving, Virginia.
I'll stop.
So
oh my God.
When she got rid of the Coke can, did she keep the dildo? Like, did she still use it?
We're not supposed to talk about it anymore. Eric is full hot on the deal.
Oh no.
Well, I don't know when you see Virginia. Yeah, you know it's
I'm like, oh, hey, can you pass the mashed potatoes?
How's your big
dog? So how's
dog?
Carlos the Cock Man doing?
None of that.
Yeah.
But so here, yeah. So to end the story,
how's Monster Can Mike doing?
So to end the story,
yeah.
So her and Carlos like aren't seeing each other anymore. But Carlos's thing was like he would golf, like he would golf every day, like at a different
That's
golf course.
A weird thing.
And because he was retired, and he would go golfing. Well, yeah. One day, you know, Jeff, my stepdad, golfs every day at where the community that they live in. And so one day, there's this guy.
Oh, I know how this ends.
And Jeff's getting ready to go golf, and they're all getting ready, and he introduces himself, and Jeff has a Bubba Army shirt on. And Carlos says, hey, the girl, the woman that I used to date's daughter dates that guy. And my stepdad goes, well, that's my stepson. And he goes, oh, okay, well, I'm Carlos. And Eddie, just out of nowhere, he goes, oh, Coke Can Carlos.
Oh, and Carlos shit. Didn't know that was his nickname?
And Coke Can Carlos didn't know that he was Coke Can Carlos. But I think he is now.
That's a badge of honor, though.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, it's not like they're calling him, you know, like teeny tiny.
Little Big Larry.
Right.
Yeah, like teeny tiny.
Yeah. He's got a big old cock.
Mario Gonzalez paid $20 and said, I love Blitz's dong, too.
Who?
Thanks, Mario Gonzalez.
Mario Gonzalez paid
$20. How do you know
Mario? Venmo. He's on Venmo, Cash App, PayPal. And he says, I love Blitz's dong, too.
Awesome, Blitz. Thank
See,
you.
Anna, I think we talked about today, you can be a guy and admire a guy's dong.
Sure.
And not be gay for it.
No.
Like, I can see a guy, like Jimmy Clevis, for instance, or even Dan. Dan's a good-looking guy.
Mm-hmm.
I can say, yeah, those are good-looking dudes. And that doesn't mean I want to butt-fuck them or get butt-fucked.
But you'd suck them off.
No.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, you just want to touch it.
I wouldn't want to touch it either.
With your tongue?
Don't put that on me. You guys are really like being inappropriate.
Well, supposedly Dan will have it on display for everybody to see on
Dan,
Saturday.
Dan, yeah. We're going to be Saturday. We're going to be at
his You'll fucking be size. All day.
His size 12 shorts.
Yeah, he got smaller, tighter pants than last year. He made sure of it. And he's got the cock vacuum.
Oh, he's been, yeah, maybe we should all probably stretch Armstrong before this Saturday.
We should.
Yeah.
So our dicks are big.
We're going to sit in the Escalade right before we go in. Fucking pump it up.
Yeah, we should probably like just have like four pumps going.
Escalade's running, all you hear is...
We're going to be trying to find multiple USBs to to plug into.
Charge it.
Can you imagine if people could literally be like that open sexually so that if all four of us were going, like, and we didn't even think of anything, like, it's not even a big deal. But, like, I mean, obviously today it would be, in today's world, it's a big deal. But let's just say we're all driving over to Orlando and we all got our cock pump, our pump, mm-hmm. our pumps out. And we're just like, hey, you know, guys, we're just pumping up for the, you know, so when we walk in, we look, you know, as good as we can.
Presentable.
I mean, the only reason why we don't do that is because. Socially, we've decided we shouldn't do that.
Right. But like you see, when you go to the zoo, you see monkeys jacking off and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And like, not the same thing, but like other countries, they have new beaches and stuff, and it's no big deal. It's like, hey, whatever, it's your body. Like, who cares?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like, no big deal. Just let your balls hang right on out there, Grandpa. Mm-hmm.
Other countries, it's like caliente.
Well, not only that, but in other countries, man, like, their commercials are more suggestive and...
Yeah, nudity is a lot more acceptable.
Yeah, we're the ones that are so uptight here.
Yeah.
Prudes.
Do the Packers play tonight? The Titans?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that who they're playing?
Thursday Night Football.
Where
are they from?
What's the line?
Last time I looked, it was like 3 something. Let me, hold on.
Oh, that's
Where are the
shit
Titans from?
Tennessee.
Oh.
Formerly the Oilers, though, aren't they? Didn't they
what
used to be the
Oilers? Tennessee?
Lummy did it.
Yeah. Houston.
Houston Oilers moved to Tennessee, Nashville. Then the league gave Houston a new team. Is that how it went, buddy?
Yeah, that's how it went.
And then I never knew, but the Baltimore Colts,
Oh.
Were originally, they went to Indy, right?
Yeah, Baltimore left in the middle of the night.
And went to Indy.
Yeah.
Right? Well, then, where's the Browns come involved?
Okay, so, yeah, the Browns then went to,
Baltimore?
Yeah, so they left Cleveland and went to Baltimore in like 94.
They did?
Yeah.
And then they came back to Cleveland?
No, then Cleveland got an expansion team.
Oh, so the Ravens, the Baltimore Ravens were really the Cleveland Browns.
Yes.
And then Cleveland got a new team, too?
Cleveland got an expansion team.
I don't think
team.
You know what
and
you're
Houston
talking about.
Houston got an expansion team.
Let me throw it over to Rhett. Does he know any more about this than you do?
I know way more than Rhett. Rhett got an expansion team, and Cleveland got
Hello,
an expansion
who's this?
Team.
Hello.
Hey, Bubba. How you doing today?
Good.
Yeah, I got a couple questions for you about your sex tape. I'm kind of a new listener, and I just wanted to ask you a couple questions.
No, I'm not gonna get into all that.
All right. My apologies.
No problem. Because it was the same guy who called up last time.
Yeah.
And he's just trying to make me look stupid.
Yeah.
And by the way, I've had several people text me and say, Lummy does know this. He is correct about this NFL progression. So, Lummy.
They're the Houston Oilers from 60 to 96, the Tennessee Oilers from 97 to 98, and then the Titans from 99 on.
All right. But
this same team anyway.
So, Lummy.
Yes.
That team that's playing in as Tennessee Titans were originally the Houston Oilers with Bum Phillips and Earl Campbell, Warren Moon and all those guys, right?
Yeah.
So when the Tennessee Titans, like if they have like a Hall of Fame and everything, do they go back to those days? Like do they go back and show you Earl Campbell and all that kind of shit?
Yes.
Or
they
does the Houston Texans?
No, they're individuals.
All right, so that's kind of my question to you about Cleveland that's really the Ravens. So when the Ravens, the Baltimore Ravens, go and talk about their history, do they talk about Jim Brown and Otto Graham and all those famous Cleveland Browns? Or does the Cleveland Browns talk about Otto Graham and Jim Brown? Because realistically, that's a pretty good question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because realistically, the team in Cleveland that's the Browns are really that original team, that franchise are really the Ravens.
So what happened with Cleveland is they're kind of a different because they kept their history, their colors, all that same stuff. So they claim that as a history where Baltimore kind of does, but it's more Baltimore. And then Indianapolis Colts do the Baltimore Colts. So Cleveland keeps their own.
And
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Where they slow you down and completely screw with you, Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month, all plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
It's a 96 Art Modell. It says that the they were established in 96, the Ravens.
Yeah, yeah. They were expansion. Not expansion. They were moved over, but they changed their name and everything.
He announced plans to relocate from Cleveland to Baltimore.
So what I'm saying is, like, for instance, the Green Bay Packers.
Part of the settlement, Modell was required to leave the Browns' history, team colors, and records in Cleveland for a replacement team and personnel that would resume play in 99.
All right, so then...
So that's why.
So the Ravens, man, they literally just have their history as Ravens.
Yes.
Correct.
So the team technically was the Browns that moved.
Right.
However,
Modell had to, as part of the deal, keep their history...
In Cleveland. Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah, they took their players, and then Cleveland got
the
Now,
I had the Modell guy, the young guy. He's since died. I had him when Baltimore played, was it the Giants here?
Yes, Tampa.
In Tampa, I had...
Him and Trent Dilfer.
The Modell guy, the owner, the owner's son. I had him on my show, young guy at the time, but he died of, like, cancer or something.
That was... Art Modell's son or something?
The Modell, I forget what the guy's name was.
Because somebody else owns
He was
now.
The president of the team. Art Modell was the original OG. I'll ask old girl. Hey, Alexa, who is Art Modell's sons?
Art Modell's son was David Modell.
David, yeah. And he died.
Yeah, David and John.
Alexa, tell me about David Modell.
David Robert Jones, known professionally as David Bowie, was an English singer-songwriter and actor. Oh. A leading figure in the music industry, he is regarded
Alexa,
as...
shut up. Hello.
David Modell's name is actually David Orrick McDearman Jr.
And he died, didn't he?
In 2017.
Hello.
Hello, Bubba. Aaron from Ohio.
Yeah.
Hey, Lummy's correct. All the history for the Cleveland Browns did stay with Cleveland. That would be
a little confusing if it went with the Modells, and then they're like, okay, well, blah, blah, blah.
And I know when we were at a Tennessee game, all the Oilers stuff came with Tennessee as well.
Correct. Yeah, they came with, yes.
Yes. So.
All right, buddy, thanks.
Because it was a team. The Oilers were a team that moved, and they considered the Ravens an expansion team.
Yeah.
Even though technically it was still all, physically it was all the same people.
They planned on going back to Cleveland, NFL, as a franchise. They were just going
right.
to find a new owner that wanted to build a stadium in Cleveland. Yep.
Thank you.
No problem, Bubba.
Because the Cleveland Stadium sucked, didn't it?
Yes.
And the Modells would be like, fuck it, we're out of here.
Yeah.
We're going to Baltimore because they just lost their team.
And they just built a brand new stadium.
So we'll go over there. And then the NFL's like, oh, my God, Cleveland. Poor Cleveland can't be without a team. I think Cleveland might have been one of the original back in the AFL teams back in the day.
I think they were.
And then Houston, I mean, they can't be without a team.
No, it's too big of a market.
So I think, I bet you, yeah, but the Oilers' history went with the Texans, probably.
No, the Oilers went with Tennessee.
That's what I'm saying.
They went with Tennessee.
Yeah. And so the Texans
and the Ravens, just the only history they have is like, hey, we just started like back in 96 or some shit. That's when our team, that's like, you know, all you're going to get. That's all you're going to get.
It's amazing what these teams are worth now.
Oh, my God. Are they going for, like, I think that Daniel Snyder's trying to sell the Commanders, formerly the Redskins, and I think, what is it, $8
billion? So this is a franchise value ranking for this year. It's on Sportico, whatever. The number one team worth is what? What team?
Dallas Cowboys.
Correct.
Dallas Cowboys, number
7.64 billion. And then the Rams are 5.91, Patriots 5.88, the Giants 5.73, 49ers 5.18, the Bears 5, the Jets 4.8, and the Commanders 4.78. But if you're going to sell it, you're probably going to ask, you know, six, seven, eight, you know, whatever.
And I think, well, the Bucks are worth what? Didn't the Glazers pay $195 million for it?
The Bucks are number 24, and they're worth 3.28.
What about the Packers? They're probably last.
Packers, I think they're court. They were.
They might not even be. They might not even be there. Well, they're not owned by anybody.
But it's still worth something. It's they're numbered 14 at 4.19 billion.
Right.
The last. What's the worst team?
Probably. Don't tell me. Probably. Might be the Browns.
No, the Browns are like fifth or sixth Bengals. From the bottom.
Bengals.
It is the Bengals.
Sweet.
$2.84 billion.
Oh, that's pretty good, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
the bottom are the Bengals, the Lions, the Jags, the Bills, Cardinals, Browns, Colts,
what's the Jags
and Saints.
What's the Jags worth? $3
billion? $2.94, yeah.
Yeah. And what'd Shaka Khan pay for them? Like $400, $500 million, something like that?
Probably. Really, any investment in any of those teams the past few years has paid off.
And here's the thing, man. You got people lined up around the street that'll buy them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not like, okay, it's worth this much, but really nobody will pay for that. Like, you know, no, there's people that'll buy for those prices. If you could own a professional franchise, Lummy, which sport would you choose?
Football.
Me too.
Yeah, you're going to get the best return on your investment.
Well, I think it's you know, by far the strongest sanctioning body, you know, the league.
Yeah,
the league.
And
the
it's
league
so hard
just
to get
the
in.
NFL, yeah, it's such well, it's so hard to get.
The other day we were talking about Liberty, the company.
Yeah. You know, the Malone guy or whatever.
Yeah. They own Formula One.
For real?
Yeah. All the whole entire I mean, they own the sanctioning body anyway.
And boy, that's even next level money.
And I think, was it the Braves they own? Atlanta Braves? I think that's what they own.
For real?
I think they own the Braves.
And they own Sirius XM?
Yep.
And they own, Pandora
mm-hmm.
and Live Nation and all kinds of shit.
Jeez.
Yeah, they own Formula One, Sirius XM, and the Atlanta Braves. Those are like their big holdings.
Well, the Glazers own us. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Bucks and the Manchester United, don't they?
It's Man U, right?
Man U, yeah.
And isn't that worth like? Aren't these some of these soccer clubs worth more than NFL?
I believe so. I know Manchester. Well, Man U was one of the most expensive.
Manchester United, are they the Red Devils?
I'm not sure. Another Mommy, Red
are you
gold.
Having problems with your
the Red Devils
computer
are worth
again?
$4.6 yes. billion.
Really?
Yeah.
Mommy, are you having computer issues again?
I can't. My thing froze. I restarted it twice. I talked to Blitz at the break, and I don't know. I can't do anything right now.
It's just old.
Real just don't Madrid. Ask me. Don't ask me for anything for the next 10 minutes.
Real Madrid is worth 5.1 billion. Barcelona 5.1 billion. So there, I mean, there's a few NFL teams that are worth more.
Honor the way you caress that lotion bottle.
Because I love sports. I'm a big sports fan.
Do you know?
Nope.
Anything? No. About sports?
More than Lummy's computer, which isn't working.
Lummy.
He's getting frustrated over there.
Lummy.
Well, just calm down.
Calm down. I haven't asked you for a link yet. Just calm down. what is there to research right now? If we're just, you know, spitballing about how I was going to maybe, you know, do a little sports trivia for Anna.
Because you're going to ask me about that, so I'm trying to get ahead of everything.
I'm not going to ask you about sports trivia. The questions.
You're
going to
ask fucking Alexa then.
The bitch
fucking always answers my shit, and I'm fucking sitting here looking it up.
Settle down, fucking bitch.
Settle the fuck down, buddy. You're the one that almost had your kid killed on Friday.
Yeah.
I'm not the one to put my kid right in front of a headbutt.
Mm-hmm.
You still paying?
You positioned there right, just exactly right there in the middle.
You still paying for that, buddy?
Out of sight, out of mind. She, you know, she hasn't thought about it. Now she's probably listening.
Oh, she's not going to hear. Nobody's listening to shit.
No. She just texted me and said she's warming up the Whopper.
Brad Cruz paid $90. John Deere part number LG273 on Amazon has everything that you need to get you tuned up. Comes with oil filter, air. I don't need any of that shit, buddy.
Yeah,
but thank you, Brad, for the 90, because I'll use that 90 towards some shocks and some struts and an axle and the shit that I need. So thank you very much on the Venmo at the Bubba Army.
Have you changed the spark plugs?
No.
Probably do need to do that.
Anna.
Yes. Booba.
How much is a touchdown? How many points is a touchdown?
Seven. Fuck, for real? Six. Fuck. Six. It's six. Right?
How many points is a field goal?
Three.
How many points is a safety?
Negative two.
Well, kind of. Yeah, it's a penalty. But not really.
It's
the red card.
It's a
yellow card.
It's a red card, right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
All right. How many yards does an onside kick have to travel?
15. 12.
How many yards is it for a first down? The chains
10.
Are...
I knew that.
You did know that.
Yep, sure did.
How about how many points is a... How many points in basketball is a regular basket worth?
Two. Ding-a-ling. Three-point shot is three. Ding-a-ling.
How many fouls do you get in college before you foul out?
In what sport?
College basketball.
How many fouls do you get?
How many fouls do you get before they...
Four. 14.
How many?
14.
Can you imagine Blitz playing with 14 fouls?
Yeah. I don't know.
That would be awesome. Would have been an MVP.
I never watched basketball.
If they made it 14, I might start watching
it.
Yeah,
that would be great. You could just beat the shit out of everybody. How many? Well, Anna, if you don't know how many fouls are in college, you won't know how many are in pros, because there's one more in pro.
I can guess.
All right, go ahead.
11.
11. How many runs does a grand slam produce?
Four! Yeah, because the bases are loaded, bitch!
Wow!
Yeah.
I'm about ready to call this a day.
No, no, more.
I don't have any more.
Come on, you don't know any more questions?
Well, I do.
For me?
I do, but I got some drama.
What's a full count?
Yeah, what's a full count in
10?
Baseball? What's a full count in baseball? How many balls before you walk?
Three. Four. It's four. Booba, it's four.
Hold
Sorry.
On.
Wait.
Hold on. Technically, three is right.
And then you...
Because you said how many balls before you walk.
Yeah, because you can have three balls, and then you can have three strikes.
Then you go sit the bench.
And then you have to get the fuck off.
A full count consists of how many balls and how many strikes? A full count.
Six. What? That's three and three.
Okay,
is it four and seven? Shit. I don't know, Bubs. Who cares?
I don't know.
It's all made up anyways.
It's not made up.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
People made up sports. Just a figment of your imagination.
It's false flag.
Yep, false flag.
What does the position DH equal in baseball, in particularly the American League? DH.
Can I phone a friend?
No.
D-H. Dicks. Dick hugger?
That's right.
They're like the pants they wear.
Yep, you're right.
Dick huggers. I don't know.
Who's the captain of the team in baseball? Who calls?
The pitcher. The coach. The umpire. The first baseman. There's no more positions.
Catcher.
Yeah. Oh.
What's considered the hot corner?
Of what sport?
Baseball.
The hot corner is left outfield.
Third base.
Oh.
Who's on first?
What's a double play mean?
It means with one hit, two guys get on two different bases.
What's a squeeze play?
What she does to Blitz's anaconda on Friday nights?
Correct. Ding, ding.
What's a sacrifice fly?
It's when you know it's going to get caught.
Kinda.
So you don't run. You just walk off the field.
What's an infield ground rule?
Would you like me to name one?
No. Well, no. What is it when they call it the infield ground rule? Something happens and then it'd be like, okay, it's the infield ground rule.
It's got to go. It's got to hit the ground three times. Boing, boing, boing.
What's the warning track?
The warning track?
X's here.
And then when you got a lefty.
Brad Cruz, another 20 for my
partner. When a Japanese man comes on base.
Brad Cruz, 20 on the Venmo. At the Bub Army. Cash App, PayPal. What's a bunt?
Type of cake.
Yeah. I think bunt cake. But they're coming to Thanksgiving, I thought.
We're going to have some of them, but... All right, that's enough of that. I need to wrap this up. Get the hell out of here.
Okay.
Lummy, can you, before you leave...
Yeah.
Can I... the Packers play, what, tonight?
Yeah, yes. I'm on... It's funny, I just went to Amazon.com, and they don't have, like, full screen. Remember for a while, they were doing, like, full screen, all you could see is the game tonight. Now they're, like, in the top corner. It's like, oh, there's a game.
Yeah,
they're not even promoting it.
Because they've...
The Packers suck, that's why.
Well...
What's the line, Lummy? What's the line?
It's, last time I looked, it was like 3.5.
3.5 what?
Points.
Packers, points. Packers plus or minus 3.5.
Packers are favored.
Oh, guess who the sponsor of tonight's game is?
Who?
Little Caesars.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Pfizer or some shit.
Thursday Night Football tonight is delivered by Little Caesars.
Nice. Crazy bread for the win.
Can you send me, because I'm trying to figure out, if the Packers win tonight, they'll be, I should probably put red on this now. I think they're, what, 4-6, so they'll be 5-6 if they win tonight. I think they can win. Red, I think the Packers can win tonight. Do you think, I mean, it's at Lambeau.
I think so. Honestly, I think if they shut down Derrick Henry, they got more than a good shot.
Right.
You know, Aaron Rodgers was balling out last week. Clearly he can do it. Christian Watson's healthy, right?
He should be.